Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Amy, always great seeing you. And I'm actually disappointed I didn't get a chance to see you, I think it was 2 weeks ago, because your husband was performing with Stephen Macchio. I got a chance to, I was the MC for the show. I got to introduce everybody, so I had a chance to talk to your husband. And, of course, he was saying to me that you had some great things coming up, which is what we have here, a new CD, finally. Why so long?
You know, I have two lives. One is as an entertainer, and the other is as a mother. And you only have 18 summers with your kids. And the last few years have been the last years I've had at home with my kids. They're both out of the house now. And I just, physically, I didn't want a tour. So I didn't put out a new CD so I wouldn't have to go around the country and promote it.
But you are still doing other things. I mean, you do a lot of charity work. You know, so many different things. Why was this now the right time for this CD? I know about the children, but I mean you personally, though, professionally and musically, why was this the right time to put this together?
Well, since I spent the last several years, you know, producing for Olivia Newton-John and, you know, doing a lot of stuff outside of making my own CDs, I really wanted to, when I made a comeback, I wanted to make it count. I'm at that point in my life when I don't just need to put another CD to, you know, put another CD. I wanted to do something more meaningful. And I've developed a secondary kind of career as a motivational speaker, educational speaker around mental health issues. And so I had that speaking career, and I was still doing some, you know, performing and writing, and I thought, how can I can combine those two into one meaningful experience for people?
And which is why with this new album, Alive and Awake, the first thing I thought to myself was, even before I heard it, I mean, A, you look so, you know, being gorgeous, but so peaceful at the same time. And then, of course, I thought to myself, I got a feeling I'm going to hear what I'm thinking I'm going to hear when I heard it. There's such a spiritual side to this CD compared to the Amy Sky that I first met years ago. And I'm talking years ago, so that would have been when she was only like 20, because she's only like 32, 33. It really is a difference from, say, from your pop career to what this album represents.
I think the word you use, spiritual, is a really good word. I think, you know, as we progress in life, we're always in search of meaning. And music is such a great way to connect to your heart and soul. And this CD, Alive and Awake, is it's a collection of songs that are about hope and heart and healing. My song lyrics have always been about relationships, always been about real stuff. And so I've developed this relationship with my audience where I tell them my stories and they tell me theirs. And so I've had so much feedback over the years that my songs have helped people through difficult times. And instead of sort of writing songs and then seeing what kind of an effect they had on people, I thought I would deliberately choose a group of songs that I knew would touch people in that spiritual place.
So then what was it like for you writing this and recording this? Because I know sometimes people can get very emotional in creating their music. What was it like for you for this? Because honest to goodness, I could hear you crying practically throughout every song, whether it be joy or whatever. I could hear that.
Yeah. Well, I like to say at an Amy Sky concert, there's not a dry seat in the house, including my own. And I love to cry, and I do. And you're so right, Rudy. It is extremely emotional, really personal. But at the same time, if you picked up the CD and you didn't know all this backstory, it would just seem like a collection, I hope, of great songs to you. But I recorded it with amazing musicians, mostly in Nashville. And I call it like art country. I've always sort of been a crossover between country and pop. And the musicianship on this CD was just so thrilling to me. So, yeah, I'm really, really proud of it. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to get out there with my new one-woman show and do the songs and share the stories with people.
When is this going to be happening?
Well, the show, the tour, is really going to be in the fall. I'm doing a few dates now. But this CD is kind of like a little teaser for the main event, which is the book.
And yeah, get into that, because there's a book, there's a website, like there's so many things with this.
Yeah, I know, it's a little complicated. Well, no one ever accused me of being simple. So what it is in combining the entertaining that I've always done with the more spiritual message and emotional message about taking care of yourself and about being your best person, I'm creating a one-woman show that is based on the information in my book, which is also called Alive and Awake, which will be out by the end of the year, which is a memoir about my life, tracing my evolution as an artist and also finding roots into why I came to be a person, as so many creative people are, who live through mood disorders. And I mean, it might sound like a really heavy topic, but it's actually funny. I mean, I think all creative people who go through these kinds of things have a perspective on it and, you know, can bring some humor and insight into it. And the show will be really entertaining, but it'll pack a punch too. And it'll be moving for people. It'll be transformational.
Wow. Also, we should make mention too that it's also a celebration for Mother's Day coming up.
Absolutely. So the first single is A Mother's Love, and it's a song I wrote for my mom many years ago. Very poignant for me now because she just lost her battle with cancer a few months ago. So I think Mother's Day is hard for people who don't have their moms around anymore. And but at the same time, your mom is always with you because she helps you become. She helps you be who you become, and that's what the song is about. A Mother's Love. It's just a thank you, a love letter to my mom.
Now, I'm just curious, is there any charity involvement in any of this? Because I know you're always, again, giving.
Well, right now I'm doing some spokesperson work on behalf of not a charity but a not-for-profit foundation called Partners for Mental Health. And they have a really cool website called notmyselftoday.ca. And you can go online there, like I've done, and sign a pledge just to show your support for bringing mental health issues out of the closet and removing stigma. And we're just hoping to really bust open the conversation in this country. Canada is so far ahead of the game. Mental health is such a taboo subject. We're all comfortable talking about cancer and heart disease and all these other things now, but anything that happens above the neck is still sort of off limits, and that's really the thing that destroys people's lives if it's left untreated.
Wow. The other thing I'd like to talk about too, and I think this is all fantastic, but when, again, we were talking a little about your career and you've been, you know, doing this for so long. Where do you see your career now? Like, do you look back at your legacy? Do you understand where you are in the history of Canadian music? Do you understand that? And if you do, what does that feel like, knowing that you've made a mark in Canadian music history?
That's such a great question, Rudy. And I didn't set out with the intention of doing anything other than exploring what interested me. But my song, I Will Take Care of You, was such a powerful song for both my fans and I, and it created this culture of people that feel entitled to share their pain with me. And there's three lines in that song, in the first verse, where the mother says to the daughter, "Darling, I'm just as scared as you, but I promise you somehow I will take care of you." Now, people kind of don't focus on that part of the song, but that was my sort of covert way of saying I had suffered from really, really bad postpartum depression. So what's happened in the intervening years is just by sharing with each other that we go through these struggles and that none of us are alone in the dark hours of our life, and that led to me sharing the story that I just told you, being a part of CAMH's campaign, Transforming Lives campaign, where I was in bus shelters, huge posters all around Toronto about 5 years ago. And I heard back from a friend of a friend who was a young woman who had postpartum depression, whose marriage was falling apart because of it, who was going to kill herself. She saw the poster. She saw that I'd been through it, that I survived, that I was saying, call CAMH. And she called CAMH. And I thought, okay, I'm at a crossroads here. If I can make music for applause or make music that can help save lives while still being functioning at the beautifully soul-stirring level that music does. This is not in any way a didactic or, you know, like preachy. It's just soulful music. But if I can combine the two, then that has to be my path. This happened for a reason. And I hope with this project that I'm going to create a whole new kind of music and educational experience, almost like a music therapy. Sometimes I think of it as like Oprah with music, you know. People are just so hungry for spiritual guidance and for people that are out there saying you can be your best self and you don't have to suffer. And if that ends up being my legacy, I will say, Amy Sky, job well done.
Fantastic. Website, Twitter, where can we follow you?
Everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, amysky.com, and within the next few months, aliveandawake.com.
Fantastic. Amy, again, congratulations.
Thanks, Rudy.